Time for another Wellness Wednesday on Q92, where we get together with various health professionals around our Q92 listening area, talk about what's going on at their facilities. And with us, back with us once again, we have Cindy Herridge, who is the Director of Activities at Madison Healthcare Services. Cindy, good to have you back on the air again.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun over the past year. We've taken some residents to the movies and had lots of things going on.
Yes, and we're going to have a lot more things going on, too. We've got...
That's what you're here to tell us about today.
I know. All right. I know. So
well, what are they going to be doing?
We're looking at doing a resident family picnic, complete with music. We're going to set up a band, and we don't know which one yet. We have numerous new music entertainment. So we're going to do some fishing again. We're going to go more than twice because the guys are really, and even some of the ladies are asking to get back on that pontoon.
That's big to get out in the water. Huh?
Oh, yeah, that is big. And then we'll be heading to the museum at the end of the month. And cart rides, definitely we'll have a lot of cart rides. So if you see us going, you know, give us a wave. And let's see, we're going to take in the new Grand Park.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of stuff to do down there. I was just down playing the musical instruments myself the other day.
I know. Yeah. It looks so neat. It's so nice
there.
It's fun
and relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have some residents out there and going to do some social time on our patio, hopefully, now that Mr. Winter decided to go on its way.
Yeah, I noticed when I was up at Big Stone Therapy the other day, looking out the window, it's the patio and stuff out that window looks a lot better than it did a couple months ago.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It makes it look appealing, attractive. You want to get out there.
It was worried the winter that didn't want to leave. But
it's not gone yet. But
no.
Hopefully, it's on its way out.
Our residents are just, I mean, they're waiting to get out. They keep asking what the weather's like. And we're going to get to the Merck again. And we're hoping to get more of the community up our way and have some outings that we can intermingle all us and just kind of just enjoy the nice weather, hopefully, that'll be here this summer.
Yeah, you've got a lot of volunteers that work with you up there, it seems.
We do.
I know when they came to the theater, we had people, you had the golf cart pulling the trailer,
yes.
You had the bus, you had people all over the place helping
out,
so that was nice to see.
Yes, it was, and we have more volunteers that are coming in. I think there's 8 new people that have asked to volunteer, and it's just so much fun watching that and giving them a tour. So if you do want to volunteer, you can go on our website, and it says volunteers. Just fill out that little bit of paperwork, and it'll get sent to me. I'll call you and have you come in and give you a tour and talk to you about things that you can do, whether you want to just sew for the residents or visit or play bingo or go on outings with us. Outings require a lot of one-on-one, so it's always great. The more we have, the more people we can take.
Right. So. I'm thinking that... you know, maybe if somebody has a particular hobby or skill or something like that, they'd want to show off a little bit to the residents. They'd probably enjoy that, huh?
Absolutely. We have Faith Warden who comes up, and she has shown them how to make egg rolls. And, of course, your wife comes up, your daughter.
Doing a little art, yep.
Yep, we have art. And, just if there's a talent, if there's something you want to do, we certainly can help you do it there. And residents love it. They just love the interaction. They love the interaction with the community. They love to do things. They love to talk or even just sit with somebody and, you know, just have them talk to.
Right. And then with the, how's it going with the new, it's not totally new anymore now because everybody's moved under the new facility as of a while ago. But I suppose that was a little bit of a change there, huh?
It was, but it's gone really well. Mm-hmm. It's very nice. And it's... You know, like anything, there's a few bumpy roads when you get into something new, but that's all kind of smoothed out, and it's just a very nice facility. The chapel's beautiful, so
I
can't wait to go out there at the courtyard and plant some flowers. I know we're going to get together with Prairie Winds.
I was going to say, the new assisted living folks up there, that's a whole new neighborhood, too,
that you
get to work with. I'm sure they'd enjoy getting out and do some things, too.
Yep, and we have some ladies over there that want to come and help us, too, so we're going to plant the gardens together and maybe get some vegetables there that we can actually serve.
Sounds good. Yeah, well, everybody likes fresh vegetables.
So. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. My daughter is pushing them all the time.
I know she is. I know she is.
Fruits and vegetables. I talked to her earlier today on Taco Tuesday, and we talked about fruits and vegetables.
Yep. Then,
so. So if anybody needs nutrition advice, she's working up there on the hill too now. So
she is. She is, and she told me to call too if I needed any of her help. So I have her number.
She's got a lot of good advice.
She does.
So I don't know where she gets that from.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree,
that's
huh?
That's right, yeah.
And we also do groups too. So okay. if you're a part of FFA or, you know, whatever kind of group, if you want to do something, you know, come on up. It's just give me a call and there's always something.
Right. So. And maybe something you hadn't thought of and somebody else has in yeah. mind. You're open to suggestions.
I know they want to bring some animals up and show us some animals. So. Yeah.
Well, I know my wife started the therapy dog program, you know, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got a new dog now a couple of months ago.
I saw that.
But she's pretty tense right at the moment. So it's not quite ready to get up there and give any therapy yet. But we're hoping that we get this dog trained. So maybe yep. she'll be making a trip up there.
That'll
see
be.
See the bite marks on my hand. She's not ready to do any visits yet. So
we do have a couple dogs that come up.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. And that's always wonderful.
Yep. I'm sure they like to see the dogs and
oh,
the
yeah.
animals up there.
And one cat.
And one cat.
Yeah.
Therapy cat.
Yeah, therapy cat.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it sounds like plenty of things going on up there.
Yes, yes. We're definitely going to get out in this nice weather when it gets here and just enjoy ourselves and reconnect with the community, reconnect with the with everybody and
reconnect with the world.
Reconnect with the world,
get outside.
Yeah.
yeah.
And the water.
Sure. I think everybody's enjoying
I think so.
A little sunshine once in a while.
The sun, yep, makes a difference.
It does. Well, Cindy, appreciate you coming up and talking to us on Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and you're welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you so much. It's good to be here.